how many people didn't decided to stay in California and not come to Virginia.
Okay, Francis. Well, first, the first message we like to deliver is that we are not abandoning California. We hear all these horror stories about Northrop pulling up stakes and moving, you know, its tens of thousands of employees out of California. That's not the case. We're actually leaving 30,000 employees back in California, and it remains a very important area for manufacturing for Northrop. We have a headquarters operation in the Century City area of Los Angeles. They're presently a little bit shy of 400 employees in the corporate office. We're moving about 300 positions, or at least the new building will be staffed by about 300 folks from corporate. And so as you can see, it's a relatively a small number of folks. However, it's big in its importance because we will be headquartered in the greater Washington area and, you know, be a force to be reckoned with here in the Washington area.
Out of those executives, those 300 that are where the jobs are moving from there to here, how many of those people are actually coming and how many people decided to stay behind?
Well, we're not giving exact numbers, Francis, because we haven't fully completed the process yet. Some employees haven't announced their intentions. So what we're suggesting is that of the 300, about half will be new hires, and the other half will be either moving from California or relocating from the Northrop Grumman Washington office over here in Roslyn. A couple of the big positions that we have filled from new hires include Sid Ashworth, who is our vice president, corporate vice president of government relations. She came into the company after a long and a very successful career on the Hill and from GE. And Sheila Cheston, who is our general counsel, who came over to us from another defense company. So we've got some very senior folks who are coming into the company in new positions. We have others who will actually be making the transition from the West Coast, including obviously our CEO, Wes Bush.
What's the timeline for getting this done? There's already some things going on in your new headquarters in Virginia, but give me an idea of when you expect things to kind of be settled down and you get down to business as you're expecting to operate it in the new space.
Well, as we indicated, we actually selected and announced the purchase of the building, which is out in the Falls Church area of Northern Virginia. It's the Fairview Park area. Back in October, we indicated that we had purchased the building. Since then, it's been undergoing a renovation. We're in the process of building offices and work areas, food service areas, and the like. That should be completed by late summer. So we will begin the move from the West Coast and out of the Northrop Grumman Washington office here in Roslyn late summer. And we anticipate it will take a couple of weeks to conclude that. So it's coming upon us fairly quickly.
What would take us back to when this move was originally, the decision was made to do it? What are you going to be able to do better here based with those executives here than when they were in California?
Well, Francis, we started looking at the potential move of the corporate office some years ago. Northrop went through a fairly large acquisition phase, you know, where it added a number of companies. After we concluded that, and that was in the early 2000s, we went through the next phase of integrating the acquisitions of Litton Industries and TRW and the like. And after we concluded that, we determined that we really needed to focus on competitiveness and affordability issues, and we began a very proactive campaign to look at how we were going to actually position the new Northrop Grumman, if you will, to better align it with our customer priorities, because we actually saw where we were going to be faced with a challenging market environment in the mid to latter part of the mid 2000s. And so we began to do things that you do to get ready for a challenging environment. We began to reduce the number of business units that we had through consolidation. We consolidated shared services across the company and the like. And one of the other activities was to look at moving the corporate headquarters. So we announced back in April of 2010 that we were going to locate the new corporate office in Virginia after concluding a pretty rigorous search that included Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Virginia. And for instance, what we did was we had a couple of pretty compelling criteria. First, we indicated that it needed to be very close to our customer set, so proximity was key. The second was, and this was one criteria that really kind of weeded out a lot of areas, we had to have affordable, available, and appropriate office buildings because we didn't want to build a new corporate headquarters. So there had to be a good inventory of existing buildings. And then third, and lastly, as you would expect, the economics of the situation. Economics being what sort of incentive package could, you know, the various jurisdictions offer the company to help, you know, move the ball over the goal line. So after we went through that process of looking at those three areas, we settled on Northern Virginia as the home for the new corporate office.
Randy, appreciate the update on what's happening with your company, and as things proceed, we'd like to check back with you and see what's going on.
All right, it's our pleasure. Thanks, Francis.
Randy Belotes, the Vice President of Strategic Communications for Northrop Grumman on Federal